God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, friends. Hello, fatherless boys. How are you doing today? I pray it's a great day for everybody listening. I pray, fatherless boys, that you are safe and sound in Jesus Christ, in His presence in your heart, and the Holy Spirit working inside of you. You know, you get the Holy Spirit from God when you believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So put your faith in Christ and receive the Holy Spirit today, okay? Now, let's talk about Easter and Fatherless Day. Easter is coming up on March 31st, and Fatherless Day is down the road. Let's get it done through our God in Christ. Let's do a wonderful work to worship Him on these days, mentoring fatherless boys in Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior too. My brothers, let's mentor fatherless boys for Easter, and let's mentor them for Fatherless Day. What is Fatherless Day? It's a special day that we have every year for fatherless boys and their single mom families to bring them into a place where they feel loved and they have the light of Christ shed all over them through us, through the church. It can be a festival in the park. It could be something fun at your church. It involves food, free Bibles, music, a call to come to Jesus, all kinds of fun things for Fatherless Day. And we want to make a celebration for the fatherless boys and the single mom families on that day. This year, Fatherless Day is June 15. June 15. It's the day before Father's Day. Father's Day is on the 16th. But Fatherless Day is Saturday, June 15th. It's a special day for fatherless boys and their single mom families because if you don't have your father in your life, you cannot aptly celebrate Father's Day. So God has given this special day to this ministry to share with the world. Many years ago, He gave this to us, and I pray and I hope that many churches and Christian men have picked this up and have been doing a special celebration for fatherless boys and their single mom families. This is from God. We are just a conduit, messengers, really, and to share examples of how you can do Fatherless Day. On Fatherless Day, the fatherless boy and single mom family are blessed. The sisters, their single mom, mothers, grandmas, who's ever raising them, are blessed because they're treated so wonderfully by the church, and fatherless boys get those Christian men role models in their lives. Let's read from Psalm 68:5. Let's read. If you have a Bible handy or if you have your phone handy, pull up that verse, okay? Psalm 68:5. This is who God is as a father. It says, "A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation." Now, God is a father to all of us who believe in Jesus Christ. And in this verse, there's a special notation that God is a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows in His holy habitation. And it also says in verse 6 that He sets the solitary in families. God sets the solitary in families. On Fatherless Day, that is exactly what we're doing. We're including the fatherless boys and their single mom families into our families for the day, the family of the church. And we're hoping that many will get saved on that day because they'll be so loved by Jesus through His servants. They'll get so much love and attention and prayer on that day. They'll have fun playing games. They'll get prizes, food, and Bibles. They'll get prayed over, and there'll be worship music, and they just sense that Jesus is there. And when you have a call to come to Jesus on Fatherless Day, many people will bow their knees and pray to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior in their lives forever. Amen. At this time, I would like to read some prayer requests that we can all pray for right now on the radio or listening to the radio. They are requests that are new, and some of them we have possibly mentioned in the past, but we want to include them for prayer right now. And Oscar is with us right now, our puppet friend, and I believe Oscar would like to actually help to read these prayer requests. Oscar, how are you doing?
Bobby, I'm doing just so great. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope everybody out there, too, and their radio listeners are doing really well.
Well, I hope so, Oscar. I mean, we have to be doing well in Christ, don't we?
Yes. But Bobby, what if we're having a bad day?
Oscar, do you believe there are any bad days when we're in Christ?
Well, Bobby, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, doesn't God give us trials for our benefit?
Yes. Yeah, and that could be good. We could be having a good day when we're thinking it's not. Because the trials are for us. Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome, Oscar. Oscar, why don't you read the first prayer request that came in on Sunday, March 17th?
Okay, Bobby. Excuse me. Here it is. Requesting prayers for my grandson. He is fatherless, 2.5 years old. He has no support from his biological father. Bobby, I'm sad for him.
Well, Oscar, we get to pray for him. And when we pray, we're going to pray for all of God's goodness and blessings for him, right?
Yes, Bobby. Yep.
Okay, now, I would like to read the next prayer request. And actually, this is not a prayer request, but this is a message that someone had texted us from the radio show that they learned. February 10th, 2024.
Bobby, can I read it?
Okay, Oscar, here it is. Do you see it?
Yep, it's right there. Bobby, this is what it says. Easter is Jesus Christ rising from the dead, paying the price for my sins by dying on the cross and forgiving me. I am born again. Praise God, you have my permission to post on Facebook.
Well, thank you very much. And this is from Richard. Thank you, Richard, for that wonderful message that you gave us on February the 10th. Okay, now, this one here is from January 28th, so it's a little while back. We want to read it anyways and include it in today's prayers, don't we, Oscar?
Yep. Let's pray for everybody. Yep.
Okay. It says, good morning. Here is my prayer requested for my husband and granddaughter. My husband is having trouble. He's having an illness. I'm kind of paraphrasing it without getting specific, but he's having an illness that's troubling him, a physical kind of impairment, and she's asking for prayer for her husband. Granddaughter, she can't sleep on her own. She has to be driven around to go to sleep. She doesn't talk. She's 3 years old now.
Oh, Bobby.
I know. It's kind of sad. Okay, we're going to include them in our prayers.
Bobby, can I include them too?
Of course, Oscar.
And everybody, please pray with us, please, okay?
I hope they do. Okay, so we're going to read the next one now. Here's the next one. Oscar, would you like to take this one?
You, Bobby, yes. Yep, I would. Oh, Bobby, thank you. I want to pray for everybody. Oh, okay, it says, good morning, prayers request for E. Jr., single mom, dad has a drug addiction. Oh, no. No, we're going to pray for the dad too, right, Bobby?
Yes, Oscar, we are going to pray for the dad too, because the fathers need prayer as well. If they're still on this earth, we want to pray for them, and we'd like to pray for them to be able to come to their boys and their daughters too, as men in Christ, to be able to be a good, loving fathers, good, loving, and kind to their families as well in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's hold up these fatherless boys, their mothers and grandmothers, the other requests that were made for others. right now in prayer. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes if you do that while you pray. And that we talk to God and we ask Him for help right now based on Psalm 68:5, that He is a father to the fatherless. And I want to pray for all of you at the same time, whether you're a boy, girl, man, or woman, especially if you grew up without your father, I want to hold you up in prayer right now. So let's go ahead and pray. Oscar, are you ready?
Yep. I'm ready, Bobby.
Okay. Holy Father, Holy Abba Father, we praise you, Almighty God, because you have taken our lives in your hands and made something wonderful out of our lives for you, God. Though we may not do everything right, and we do things sometimes that we shouldn't, and we don't know how to do things many of the times. But God, you still help your children who have come to you through faith in your Son, who gave his life on the cross for us and rose on the third day. That's what Easter's about. I call it Resurrection Day. And you help us and love us in that way. And you give us the Holy Spirit for us who believe in Jesus to guide us in our lives on earth. He is the Spirit of God. He is the one who guides us in prayer. He's the one who guides us right now in prayer, that we don't do prayer on our own, but it's with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Father, Abba, I want to pray so much for these fatherless boys and their mommies and their fathers who are not with them, that their lives become a blessing in you, that their problems are handled by you, and that they come to you first and foremost for their problems and say, Father, please fix my troubles. Please help me with the trials I'm having. Please walk me through them, because I cannot do it without you. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And for those that don't believe in Jesus yet, let's do it today. Come on, let's do it right now. Jesus, we want you to be our Lord. We want you to be our number one. We believe that you are the Son of God. We believe that you went and shed your blood on the cross for forgiveness of my sins. I repent my sins, the things I've done that are not right with God. I want to turn around and change life, and I believe in you as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth, tell everybody, Jesus is my Lord and Savior now, and He is the one that owns my life. He owns my soul. I give my life to you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. Salvation. Wow.
Yes, salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, eternal life, life with God forever, forever. We go to heaven when we die, or if Jesus comes back before that and takes us up, we live with Him forever. Either way, when we believe in Jesus, we live for Jesus forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's give the 800 number, because we want to ask for more prayer requests from y'all, okay? 800-787-5044. Oscar?
Yep, 800-787-5044. Yeah, and Bobby, of the website, Bobby.
MentorMe.org, MentorMe.org. Let us know the prayer requests. Let us know so we can pray for you, your fatherless boys. Amen. We would like to put your prayer requests on our Facebook page. It's called Friends of Mentor Me. And I would like to put your prayer requests and the needs that you have there. We don't have to mention your name specifically, but if you will give us permission, when you contact us for prayer, we'd like to include there, because we would like other fatherless boys to be encouraged by the prayer. And fatherless boys, we're still running our special promotion for you, that if you will text us and let us know what you learned today, we will send you a $25 Walmart gift card for free. This is for fatherless boys only. 800-787-5044. Call or text, Oscar?
800-787-5044. Well, if you, God bless you.